Hello, this is Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. In John 14, verse 1, the Lord Jesus said these words, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Those words are among the most important words Jesus ever spoke, because we often find ourselves in situations that cause our hearts to be troubled. The word troubled means agitated, shaken, stressed out, worried, or restless. God doesn't want us to be a bunch of stressed out worry warts. The Greek word for troubled, terasso, was used to describe the stirring up of the mind, the clouding of a pool of water, the throwing of an army into disorder. God doesn't want our minds all stirred up to the point that we can't enjoy a restful sleep. The Bible says he gives his beloved sleep. God doesn't want our lives to be cloudy, unclear. He wants us to know what his will is for us. God doesn't want us to live lives of disorder because he's a God of order. But when we lose someone that we love, our hearts are troubled. When people attack us personally, our hearts are troubled. When the doctor tells us we have cancer, our hearts are troubled. When there is conflict in the home among family members, our hearts are troubled. Even this morning, many of you are troubled. Just as one preacher used to say, every pew has a broken heart. So what did Jesus mean when he said, "Let not your hearts be troubled"? Jesus was not telling us to put a lid on our emotions as if the feelings that often explode within us are inappropriate or even wrong. What Jesus said goes much deeper than that. Jesus was reminding us that in the midst of the explosion of emotions we often experience in the ebb and flow of life, we do not have to be thrown into a state of total despair. Why not? Because this moment in time, good or bad, is probably not our final moment, and it is not our finest moment. Our finest moment will be the moment we settle into the place Jesus has prepared for us for all of eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, in the midst of the explosion of emotions we often experience in the ebb and flow of life, we do not have to be thrown into a state of despair. Because heaven is our future home, and eternity with God is our ultimate destination.